Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She had a guitar and she taught him some chords. The sky was the limit. Into the great wide open.
Speaking of no rhyme or reason, Wiggy, here's a 978 text from a woman who went to New Hampshire and got a bikini wax.
Okay.
But they told her that they can't do any facial waxing.
Really? So you can wax my cookie.
Well, there's no COVID coming out of the cookie, I guess you could say.
I mean,
well, what about Kevin, the there is no cookie.
What about the
droplets come out of your face?
I know droplets.
Droplet.
I know where the droplets come out of.
Yeah.
But I also know where they could end up. I mean, I don't understand.
Is there somebody else's droplets hovering in that area?
I don't know.
Droplets come out of your mouth. Is that where they come from? From?
I think so. Yeah,
or your nose, I guess.
Or your nose.
I don't think there's eye droplets.
Well, but I think you can have droplets. I think there's...
there are eye droplets. I release them every time I leave this building.
I mean, there's just no rhyme or reason to it. So
breathing elements in the lower regions.
Moistly.
There's stuff that comes out, right?
Greg, I got the salary for Mary Lou Sutters.
Yeah.
$170,000.
Well, that's reasonable.
Not bad.
Has she been kept whole?
She is entirely whole.
Whole.
170 to go, I guess she could play soccer. No, that's in phase. No, wait, that's in the second. Nope. Nah, that's high.
Field hockey.
Field hockey's good.
Everyone Field hockey.
Volleyball.
Oh, you could do volleyball.
Volleyball. No what? Soccer.
No soccer.
No football.
No football.
This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah, well, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, definitely.
What's up?
I just got two things. One is that it just proves that we could open up just like New Hampshire because we have this, you know, alleged fireworks problem, you know, and it's all coming from New Hampshire, obviously. I go up to New Hampshire all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
and okay.
And then the second thing is, okay, like the flag. It's been a topic on the show for a while.
The what? What are you talking about?
The flag, you know, like or the Confederate flag.
Yeah, wait,
stars and bars.
We want to
play sports. I want to know why we like New Hampshire.
Flag has nothing to do with whether or not Wiggy's kid can play football.
Yeah, it has absolutely nothing. That's all I'm concerned
about. We're all in Cincinnati.
I don't think the Confederate flag has been a subject for a while on the show.
So is my kid going back to school or not? That's what I want to know, Governor. Mm-hmm. Or does he have to learn remotely and all the school is canceled until the spring, right? So spring is cool.
Do you want to address this 508 texter who says it's just another morning of whining? WTF?
No, I'm asking
Wiggy,
the question.
But if I go back in the text line, it'll be a lot of whining from that number.
Wiggy whining, me whining.
Is it whining or am I just asking a question or I don't get what it is?
You're not allowed to ask questions.
Why?
Because the Burgermeister said no questions. Huh? No questions. Mask on, no questions.
Yesterday, right around the same time. This is garbage whiny radio. Can you stop whining?
Yeah,
it's a trend.
You. I got it. Yes.
I honestly don't understand these people. They listen constantly, yet complain the entire time.
Right.
It's like they go to your Twitter account and they say, you're an idiot, when they're willingly, willfully following you on Twitter.
No.
I'm just waiting to see you fail.
Probably tuning it for me, and they
yes.
get caught in your shrapnel.
True.
Oh, yeah, Ken, you're really having a great day on the text machine. I love seven death threats.
I'd love to ask that guy, all right, so what would you like, what would you want to talk about?
Well, he doesn't, there are a lot of people.
Right.
You have to understand this, that this is what America is about. There are a lot of people who believe that the way things are going here in Massachusetts is a model for the rest of the country.
Right, but nobody's knocking that, right? I'm asking the question that a lot of kids and family, listen, there are a lot of kids out there that play sports. And to figure,
I dumped that. I don't think you can say that.
Did you dump that?
No, you can't. It's an action.
Yes,
you
dumped.
Can't
say
dumped it.
Well, you have
I don't.
To dump
I,
that.
Descriptive motion.
Well, yeah, you can't
so
do that.
All right. So some guy in his basement searching Pornhub, right?
Yeah.
We want to know as
you
parents.
You can't say pulling his pee.
Okay. I'm well.
Jesus.
Well, sorry. The next text will be I'm offended because you said pulling pee.
Okay.
We want to know, and there are a lot of people out there want to know that have kids that use these activities to get these kids out there so they can become socially more interactive with other kids, mm-hmm. so they don't run into problems when they get older. It helps them, you know, with their obesity. It helps them working out. It helps them getting exercise. We want to see these kids and know why these kids can't play this sport or they can only play this sport. That's why we're asking. You know, it's not about whining. It's about understanding why. We're not knocking the governor for what he's done.
Well, here's a 508 text that says, do you folks at WEEI wonder why you're getting slapped around in the ratings?
Ooh. Actually, some news on that.
Is this, Curtis, is this show getting slapped around in the ratings?
I would say.
It's about a year old.
The show is a year old.
Is this show number, like, let's take adult men. Is that a fair category?
I think it's a great category.
In Boston, adult men. That would be any man
mm-hmm.
who is 18 or older.
Okay. Right.
Are we number five?
No.
Okay.
No, that would be, it begin. It's something that I'm not really used to. It's number one.
Are we number, oh, we're not number four, number three, number two?
No.
We're number one? Oh.
Adult males.
How'd that go?
Why wasn't I informed of this?
No. We just like to take a look at the metrics.
Why was I not informed that this radio show, which just started a year ago,
right?
Thanks to Wiggy,
is
number one with adult men 18 or older. Why wasn't I informed of this?
I don't know.
Are we having a party? Well, we can't have a party.
No.
Parties,
a Zoom party.
Phase, what's that? Phase 12?
I think that's what you call it, balls deep phase? Whatever phase that is.
Cupcakes? Can you have cupcakes?
Is it outdoors? If it's outdoors with six people,
yeah.
all 15 yeah. feet apart, huh. You can have cupcakes.
We should do something going back to yesterday's show, Greg, that you're in support of.
Yes.
We should have a big party with no open bar because you can't have an open bar. So the listeners can come and buy their own drinks.
I'm frugal. Right. That's why.
Well, that would be a BYOB then. Is that, can you do that?
No.
Yeah, Greg's been to no open bars in the last couple months.
Well, that would be illegal. What are you suggesting? That I was running around Boston the whole time the lockdown was going on? Going to
what Aria saying?
Speakeasy? What Aria saying?
Oh, congratulations on your numbers. Did not know that.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to tell you because you're going to ask for more money.
No, I get it. They don't pay me now as it is.
And you should see the segments that Nick's not a part of. Holy cow, those are big.
I don't pay attention to ratings. Yes. I didn't even know. Let's see. This is Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up. I drive through Bedford to go to work every day, and I go by the Edge facility where the U.S. women's hockey team trains.
Yeah.
And they have a large outdoor soccer facility there, which is usually a bubble in the winter. But I went by earlier this week, and there's a group of teenagers out there. It must have been 20, 25 of them with coaches, and they're playing soccer. And there's no masks. Mm-hmm. And they were in a huddle at one point when I went by, and they were breaking up. But I'm just confused over what you guys are talking about with not being able to do the sports. And then I drive by and I see this.
Well, that's probably because they were doing it illegally.
Right, it was rogue.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to be doing it. If the governor finds out, you kind of dry snitched a little bit. So now they won't be in Bedford out there because the governor will have the task force mm-hmm. with guns blazing ready to go on anybody who's out there playing soccer.
Wiggy, please don't bring up dry snitching again because now Greg is going to use it constantly for the next week.
Well, that's what he was doing. He was I drive by Bedford every day. I believe it's 2:00, and it's the Bedford Field. It's field number 6.
I like all of your voices.
Here's like my voice. Yeah.
Here's a 508 texter who apparently has access to Nielsen ratings.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Who says, "What are you guys talking about in the ratings? You got dusted." Number one, donkey. Men, adult men. Number one. Hmm. There's one.
Right.
One.
Only it's phase
single
one.
Uno.
There's
phase
one. One.
There's only one.
Yeah.
Adult men. I mean, maybe I don't know how we're doing in the 12 to 18 year old category.
Well, that would be
well, that's
probably
what we
on,
are.
Days, on days that Wiggy's here, yes. Probably better.
And well, you know what? Maybe
it's a good category to be in 12 to 18.
And you know what might have made us number one? That asshat who keeps texting.
Yes.
Saying that we got dusted in the ratings. Thank you. You made us one.
I have to listen every day to sound how see hear how bad you guys
imagine
are.
Texting and you got dusted.
I love it. Well, here's a 65-year-old woman who loves the show.
Wow, we love you too. Thank you.
Got all types of people, all different races, colors.
Right. Right. It's a melting pot.
Yeah.
The listeners, the show.
You're welcome. Melting.
Yes. Oh, you're taking credit for that?
Well, just maybe
you've created the blacklisting part. Okay.
How many black listeners we have? I believe that's seven.
I don't.
Seven black listeners.
What are you talking about?
Why? Well, just seven guys
more
that
than
I
mean. Seven?
Well, I don't know, but I'm talking about seven I know.
My God.
Do we have numbers for that?
Because
then I would really get my money.
Oh, you want to get paid?
Yes.
I see.
Pay that man his money.
It's my BLM.
Do we have time for dumbest of the day real quick before we get to trending? All right.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
All right, we have done our best to listen to everything that went on in this country over the last 24 hours. And Curtis, we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
This is pretty nasty. We go up to Toronto, Canada, Ken's favorite part of the world. And there is a grocery store cleaner using a towel and spit shining the baskets.
Oh, for crying out loud.
No, she's not.
And there was a woman.
During a pandemic?
During a pandemic.
Talk about tone deaf.
And by the way, I know draconian. They have the most draconian rules in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is Gestapo's up there.
Do you wonder now why Ken thinks the way that he does?
Spit shining.
It's the influence.
Yeah. So we hear from Marta Casimiro, who is a customer recording this spit shining.
After a few seconds, I saw the guy spitting on the towel. And after cleaning the basket, I was in shock and I said, I can't believe that. I was freaking out.
Wow. That it?
I mean,
did she say anything to the guy?
Yeah. Now I'm concerned because the Bruins are in Toronto, as you know, staying at the Hotel X.
Do they not have, like, cleaning spray?
Yeah, probably ran out of the cleaning spray, whatever they normally use to clean the baskets.
Yeah. Like, 84-year-old grandfather was doing that.
Do you want to adjust the risk factor when it comes to the grocery store?
Seriously.
Yeah.
That was a 3, right?
They're not a 7. Shining the basket. Scott, that's a 9.
That's disgusting. Ugh. Absolutely.
And the grocery stores, are that how they get so low?
Yeah.
Weren't they the highest risk place before when we first started the pandemic? It was like ground zero was a grocery store.
Well, it's because they divided the times that people can go. So,
oh, did they? I just go to the grocery store whenever. I didn't really know that there was times divided.
You're supposed to stay out of there in the early morning so Dale can go.
Well, I mean, really. Who goes to the grocery store at 6 a.m.?
Dale.
Well, that's old people.
Come on.
They go to the grocery
he's
store
going there right now.
And they're sitting at McDonald's.
He is
good
morning,
pal.
He's probably,
can I have a senior coffee?
Right. They're there in the Dunkin' Donuts. There's 6 of them in the Dunkin' Donuts.
You didn't process my senior discount.
Here's a 508. I'm going to call. Should we call this angry texter?
I would say give him a call.
Do it.
Give her a call.
Greg, are you really going to pretend that the ratings are some big industry secret? What are they talking about? Curtis, do you know what they're what is this buffoon talking about?
I honestly have no idea.
Come here. 508 texter. Come here. I'll show you the ratings. What do they want? They want to have like a summit?
Should make it public. Like, that's
some kind of a rating summit,
right. A website.
It's pretty simple. If you have access to ratings, which none of these regular people do, but they, you know, honestly,
they have a source.
If you're spending hours analyzing the ratings of a radio show or station, you may have a little bit of extra time on your hands if you're not in the business.
They just really like Schadenfreude, Greg.
If you're in the business, it would be great to analyze that. But if you're not, I'm not sure why. I mean, you have a variety of shows that are available. If you don't want to listen to the one that's number one with adult men in Boston, you don't have to.
I do get good ratings. You have to admit that.
Where do I get them? I'm in the business. Can I get them? Because I want to see the black listeners.
You could go to Friend Zone Joe.
I was getting ready to go up. I thought that was a website, Friend Zone. I was like, really? You can get ratings from Friend Zone?
All right. We have got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by our friends at Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up 6 to 8 ounce packs of Lucerne shredded cheese for only 97 cents each. Limit 2 per customer when you activate that digital coupon. By the way, Curtis is honed in on this new Twitter poll we put up. It's a very divisive poll. I've never seen Curtis so excited about one. The Antonio Brown poll.
It's insane because, generally speaking, for whatever reason, the first minute, the poll stays. Like, whatever the first 1,000 responses. But this has gone up and down. But currently, I'm proud of Patriots fans. Would you want Antonio Brown back on the Patriots? 59% say no.
I just voted yes. Fire.
They do?
Yes.
I just voted yes.
41% say yes, he has changed.
Why do you think they don't want him? Distraction issues?
Because they're idiots.
You're paying him $9 million anyway.
And he's a really, really good player. He's going to help your team.
He certainly seems like the last couple of months that he's been a different guy.
And I think he would be. I think he realizes like that, okay, this is it. This is his last chance. And I don't think he would come here and act a fool. You know, I think he'd come here and he'd apologize to, you know, Mr. Kraft. And he'd say, listen, I'm sorry for the way I acted, some of the things. And we know that Robert Kraft is a guy that's very forgiving and, you know, maybe would take him back.
Robert Kraft wants to win another Super Bowl, especially without Tom Brady.
Right. Well,
and so does Bill.
If you add AB, it helps out.
Yeah. So I think you take the risk if you can. If the NFL allows you, I think you take the risk and bring the guy back.
Well, you force the NFL's hand because if you sign him, now the NFL, you say, hey, listen, you got to make a decision on this guy so we know what we can do.
Why haven't they made a decision? Because they just want to keep pushing it. They're just pushing it down the road and not making a decision.
Goodell's an idiot.
Yeah.
Goodell's an absolute idiot.
What we need for sure is Cam Newton working out with AB, whether they sign him or not. That would start to light the fire under Brady.
Maybe they can make it happen.
But Cam was running routes with N'Keal Harry in L.A. yesterday after doing so last week with Mohamed Sanu. Sanu, by the way, tweeting last night, so is everyone going no huddle this year or ... all the players get nervous about these new regulations that came out, these prohibitions.
Well, speaking of Goodell, didn't Cam Newton go to Goodell at one point and complain about the fact that he was being hit and they weren't calling it?
I think he had some issue with the way he was officiated from other quarterbacks, and maybe that was because his style of play. He was a big quarterback. He ran very strong and very hard. So it was almost like the Shaq effect in basketball. It's like, you're big enough. You could take it.
So being here, does he get the same courtesy that was extended to Tom Brady by some NFL officials?
Well, you would hope so.
Yeah.
You would hope he gets the Tom Brady treatment. That'd be really nice.
And how about yet another Randy Moss shot at Tom Brady? This is number 3. This was on chat with Greeny.
If you at your prime were to play with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, how many touchdowns do you think you would score?
In my prime with Patrick Mahomes, being able to buy time, I'm saying 30, Greeny.
30 touchdowns with Mahomes.
Yeah, but that's not a shot at Brady.
Of course it is.
He said in his prime. When he played with Brady, he wasn't in his prime.
He wasn't? How old was he?
I think he was like 30 when he played with Brady.
That's not your prime, 30?
No, I think more of the prime for Moss might have been like 27.
Oh,
28. God. That's when he was in his prime. Look at his numbers.
3 shots and counting.
Yeah, that doesn't count as a shot. Hey, you know what you're doing? You're creating tweet beef right there.
Big Ten has gone conference-only football this fall. It's affecting, right now, 36 opponents, and they are considering moving it further. If they do go ahead with this model, it'll help cut down on long-distance travel and ensure the universal testing of the coronavirus within the league. Basically, they have 3 options, Greg. They can delay it until October. They can do this model. They can go with the conference-only or spring football. Those are the 3 choices.
Are you at all concerned that they shut down the Duxbury Little League because one person, one kid may have been exposed to coronavirus? And we think that sports are going to continue.
Right.
I guess you can't really compare professional sports.
Yeah, I don't think professional.
League,
yeah, no, you can't. But you can't compare it to college, though, right?
Yeah.
You can compare. But if they're opening the campuses, and from, you know, few people that I know, their kids are going back to college, it looks like all these campuses are like a go, right? So if the kids are on campus, then I don't mind the conference only play RK. If you're doing that because you're saying we're trying to limit travel, you know, if we're Big Ten, I'd rather go from Michigan to Wisconsin rather than have to go from Michigan to Clemson.
Well, you don't
or
have
South
to
Carolina.
Get on a plane or whatever,
well, you
right?
I think you still get on a plane, but it's what's the plane ride from Michigan to Wisconsin versus the plane ride from Wisconsin to Georgia or something like that? Because if you think about it, wouldn't you rather the kids be on a plane for an hour or even 45 minutes just to go from Michigan to Wisconsin rather than have to take that bus ride?
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
the difference of being on a bus? You can't open windows.
I college football should be played in the fall.
That's
not
it.
In the spring. And they can do it. They can do it without fans.
Nope.
I think everybody's.
They can't do it without fans. That's millions of dollars. $40 million well, per
why
school.
Why can't they say we're only going to allow the kids that are on campus to go to the games?
$40 million per what school? Like Ohio State? Yes.
So, Power Five.
But not all. Like, do you think that Northwestern. Northwestern football, you think it's $40 million a year in
okay,
tickets?
Not
no.
Northwestern.
No.
Well, they're the Big Ten. That's Power Five.
Big Ten. It's only a handful of schools in the Big Ten.
You're talking about Georgia, Tennessee, Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, LSU.
Is Ohio State on the verge of bankruptcy, Ken? I mean, are they unable to make their mortgage payment unless they have football?
I mean BC has thrived without fans.
They have millions of dollars.
Right. 19 big Power 5 schools make $20 million or more in revenue from ticket sales. 11 make $30 million, and Ohio State, $51
million. Yeah, but you're talking about like a Big Ten school like Maryland, a Big Ten school like Rutgers. They're not packing the stadium. They're not making a ton of money
well, that's
off.
That's 31 schools right there that make $20 million or more from ticket sales.
They're not making a ton of money on ticket sales, and I think they would, at least if they have some kids, and like I said, just the kids on campus can go to games. It's, you know, maybe it's probably not much, but they're probably getting more of their money for people still buy the merchandise, obviously television.
All right. Joining us at 9:30 from your beloved Boston Red Sox, Nathan Eovaldi. But coming up next, we will get to today's Karen Report.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Stone song out today, Ken. Well, not really a new song, right?
It was unreleased from 1973 as a part of the Goat's Head Soup album. And they got a new box set coming out, and this is one of the unreleased tracks, yeah, one of three.
And that's called Crisscross?
Crisscross, yeah.
Great. Now I need to have some kind of a honey bun or something
like that. Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Or you might want to jump.
Yeah, you might want to jump. Wiggy, Stones fan or no?
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm Mick Jagger, right?
Yeah. Yes. Can you name any others?
Question
you had,
for a minute.
You had trouble with the Beatles the other day. Can you name?
Mick Jagger's the only one that I can name.
The only Stone that you can name is Mick Jagger? What about the guy who's a freak of nature, lucky to be alive because of everything he's put into his body?
Oh, is that Keith Richards?
All right.
Yeah.
Brendan
okay.
Myers.
Yeah. So I know two of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I know Mick Jagger likes the young ladies. Didn't he just like have a baby? Isn't he like 85 and just had a kid?
He's one of those guys who, in his advanced age,
that's the worst thing you could do.
Has had kids.
Yeah, let's bang out another kid. Yeah.
He's been homeschooling.
Why not? He's got enough money. I don't mind that. Do you mind that?
I mean, if you have the money, it makes it better. But I mean, I don't agree with, you know, people like when they're like, oh, a 65-year-old woman is having a child via surrogate. I'm like, but what? Why?
Well, Greg, you're a good dad. Why would you? You can't be a good father. You're only going to be around for
five
years.
I mean, all you're doing is really basically you're putting a kid in a bad situation. So
when Tony Randall had a kid when he was like, I don't know, 80 or something. Mm-hmm. Look up. Is he still alive? This is Jinx Central right here. But Tony Randall
who,
had
George
a kid.
Washington.
when he was like in his 70s or his 80s.
Stupid.
You're saying that it's irresponsible stupid. Because he can't be there for
yeah,
your
you can't
kid?
Be. Think about this. If you have a kid at 65 years old, when the kid right is in like, you know, those very important stages of his life, 15 years old, you're going to be 80. I mean, you're hopefully you're going to be 80, you know?
Yeah.
My mother passed away at 70, right? And so who's to say, I mean, what's the life expectancy for, you know, people in America? Isn't it like 70?
It's 72.
Right.
Well, so, I think worldwide it's 75, I think, worldwide.
Right, so you
which is 7 years younger than the average death from corona here in
that
Massachusetts.
Is true. You yes. won't even be involved in that kid's life. Because you probably won't be here. So now a kid's got to grow up at 10 years old without a dad or a mother or something like that. Now, listen, if once you hit 50, if you ain't have any kids, you know, hey.
I can't find the thing about Tony Randall, but remember Al Pacino? Didn't he and Beverly D'Angelo have twins when he was like in early 60s? Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
Tony Randall had two kids in his late 70s.
Did he?
Per Wikipedia.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, but again, they're not. It's not like you're changing diapers. Like if you're Al Pacino, you know you have nannies.
Right, but that's
and
not
do-
the issue. The
that's
issue-
not the issue. The issue is your parent is not there. Right. The issue is having a parent that like I'm going to be 43 on Sunday, and people still love to tell me you could still have a kid,
yeah,
and I'm
could.
Like, well, yeah, but I'll be like 62 when my kid graduates high school.
Yeah,
right.
And I but don't you want could, that.
You, yeah. you don't want that, but you could at least go. Oh, maybe I can get away with that. But if you're,
maybe you're like 60, 55,
right. So now you're
70.
God forbid, you know, your 10-year-old, you just lost your parent because your parent's 80 years old right. or 75. Like you can't. You're all you're doing is hurting the kid, man. It's like. Yeah, yeah.
But people are having kids much older now.
Yeah, they are.
It should be a
but
limit,
it
though.
It doesn't mean like.
What, a legal? That, like a legal limit?
No, like a common sense limit.
Yeah, 0.16
we don't
kids.
Have that. We don't have that for anything. If we could do anything legislative with that, I'd like to legislate a test before you have a child.
That is true.
I agree
seriously.
With that.
That is true.
I mean, you need a license to fish.
Like, it's like, come on. You've already had five kids by four different guys. We might want to, you know, pump the brakes on that.
It goes right to that.
781.
That's what you were talking about.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no.
781 texter is correct. The young smoke that you like won't marry you unless you're going
to
have a kid with them. That's
right.
That's what
that's
happens.
What you
or they
do.
Won't be with yeah. you unless.
So
or
can maybe... we talk about reversing that vasectomy you had 20 years ago? I know a specialist.
But maybe in the case of somebody like Al Pacino, they loved, or Tony Randall or whatever, they loved their partner so much that they just want to give them a child and
right.
the part and the
well, yeah but the kid is the
like,
one who
no.
what
you
can
you do me a
statement?
Favor and bring the kid over here so
right.
I can kiss
the inches
it.
Are everywhere
hey dad can we go outside and play catch well sorry son you can't because dad's you know he's with his nurse right now so
well, no,
he's changing
calling,
his diaper
they're calling the kids in for dinner at 4 because that's when dad needs to eat
they have breakfast the night before The I saw the story in the New York Post yesterday. I don't know why it made me think of it, but Pacino and De Niro. De Niro's like out of cash.
What?
It's insane.
No way.
He's gone to
There's
court
no
to request
way.
His ex-wife get. She wanted her oh Amex limit put to 100,000, and it was stuck at 50 because he said Nobu, the big restaurant in Beverly Hills
yes.
or something he owns, has been losing a ton of money, and another big company he was a part of lost
oh.
a bunch of money.
Well,
and he's like
his,
broke.
His company got PPP money.
Right.
And you know how Ken was whining about Tom Brady getting it? There were some who were whining.
Oh,
because...
so De Niro, who rips the president at every turn, was perfectly happy to put his hands out and get money from him.
Well, he's broke. Brady is rich beyond everybody's wildest dreams.
Said his net worth is $500 million. That's what it says Pacino's net worth.
No, De Niro.
I mean, De Niro, yeah. excuse me.
Is there a story that he's running out of money?
There
How
is.
Is that possible?
And God love the people at the New York Post at page 6. Robert De Niro says he's running out of De Niro. So evidently his estranged wife asked for an emergency order to raise her monthly Amex card limit, as Curtis mentioned, from 50 to 100,000. He appeared via a Skype session with his divorce attorney. I guess what happened was he's taken a huge hit after the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. Nobu and Greenwich Hotel, both of which he has stakes in, have been closed or partially closed for months. His lawyer told the judge Nobu lost $3 million in April and another $1.87 million in May, and he had to pay investors $500,000 on a capital call, which he borrowed money from his business partners to make because he doesn't have the cash.
Okay, but if you're De Niro, you can go make three movies and make $60 million in a couple months when they're making movies,
which they're not.
The other problem is
but it also says, and I think this is the same thing, whoever that guy is, I'm not a believer that a man who has admitted worth of $500 million makes $30 million. All of a sudden, is come on.
He's just trying to screw the
ass. Exactly.
It's not liquid, Wiggy.
But he's probably like, I don't want to pay this money. I ain't making no money. My wife's friend's kind of going through it right now in a divorce. It's like, oh, I don't have any money. But yeah, you do got money.
Right. To be fair, their prenup that was orchestrated in 2004, under the terms of that, he's required to pay her $1 million a year as long as he's making $15 million or more in income. Mm. And if his income declines, his payments to her proportionally do so as well.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's fair.
I can't work.
Can I have a $100,000 a month in next allowance?
Well, what was
that
the
one? That seems to be a trend lately.
What was the one
we'll
that
find
the,
you Robert De Niro?
What was the one that the former television anchor here had?
Same, right?
Same.
Or maybe it was two. I don't know. It was up there.
I think she was spending, allegedly, a couple $200,000 a month.
Right?
On his Amex.
Well, you got to find
Bert Niemann's baby.
Yeah. You got to find a sugar daddy. Get off the mob.
She's done that.
Oh, yeah, that didn't work out. We did that.
She's tried that.
Good. Oh, you tried. But you got to get on
it's not worth it.
I'm rich. I'm looking for the lady website.
She's got a new guy.
Yeah.
But is he got bread like that?
He's fine. My thing is, as long as you can support yourself, I can't support you. But if you can support you, I don't need you to support me. I can support me. I'm fine with that. I don't need to stay home and eat bonbons. I'll go crazy all day.
Yeah.
But no, things are great. Oh,
okay,
he's awesome.
Now, who pays, when you go out?
We really haven't gone out because it's been such a weird situation.
Isn't that what it's called? They split it.
But do you expect when you're dating a guy for him to pay everything?
No, I expect for him to pay everything. But I don't have a problem paying for stuff. So, what we've been doing is we stay in a lot. So, depending on whose house we're at, we'll, whomever is cooking, we'll buy the groceries. And there's never been an issue of, oh, well, I paid for this, you paid. It's not.
Yeah, that was an issue with Parcells and Kraft.
Yeah. I guess as long as she's paying at midnight, that's all he cares about.
Are you? She's not up that late.
4 p.m. Yes.
Are you going to move in together?
No, that's a long. That discussion's a long way off. I've been living by myself for. When was the last time I lived with somebody? It was probably Mike. That was 2006. So I've lived alone for 14 years.
You kind of like it.
I don't want to change. He's lived alone for a while. So it's kind of and he lives very close to me. So it's very convenient.
All right. We're waving.
You left out of that story, De Niro got two checks from Restaurant Strong. I thought that was a nice thing.
$1,000 a piece.
By the way,
to his wife.
We talked about it, I think, the other day, but I just want to make mention of Grubhub because Grubhub donated another $1.25 million to the Restaurant Strong Fund through the Greg Hill Foundation. And that puts their number at $2.5 million that they gave.
And what have you guys raised? $5 million for the Restaurant Strong?
$5.3 million.
That's a lot of bread, man.
You incredible people. You amazing people. You greatest radio audience in the history of radio audiences have donated $5.2 million, which we have been able to give out to those who've been affected by the COVID-19 closures at restaurants.
I've always was a pretty good tipper, but I give a little extra.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
A little extra?
Well.
Yeah, up to 18% or? give me on a percentage, but don't you normally? I just go 20%. It's easy math-wise. I'm not good at math.
30%. You know,
you give 30 now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you know, I feel my mother worked.
You're making up for it.
My mother worked in that industry, I kind of look at it. You know,
I give 31%.
You know,
your dad gives 31%.
So I feel like you know, even if I go for a takeout, I'll pick it up, and it's $10. I'll give them $10.
Do you tip at Popeyes? You love the Popeyes chicken sandwich. Do you tip over there?
Drive through. I don't tip at Popeyes.
You don't tip at the drive through?
No, not really.
No, that means no. Period. Yeah.
You should
see
Wiggy
really.
On Rectrix. I saw this in person. He was giving cash to the stewardess and the pilots. It was like raining money.
I saw a news story last night that Starbucks is considering whether to make people who are using the drive through wear
Greg.
Wear a mask.
Oh, are they
for the drive through?
Well, like, there are plenty of places I've gone to for my coffee that have asked you when you're ordering at the speaker to have your mask on when you go to the window.
At
the drive-thru, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there are two Dunk's locations that I go to.
You're outside in your car.
But you know what? If you're leaning out. If you pull up close and they lean out toward the window to scan the pay code or hand you the coffee, you're definitely within that 6 feet. So I don't mind. I don't have a problem with
it. There was a Karen incident. We're way behind, so we can't get to the Karen report, but there was a Karen incident at a drive-thru at a Dairy Queen.
Yes.
To get
DQ.
To a little bit later on. So, but we'll get to all of that, and the news is coming up next.
It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
Well, we nearly lost one of our favorite guests from the old show a few weeks ago.
I can't believe this.
He is going to join us after 8. And then at 9:30, Nathan Evaldi. Your ace, Ken? Is that your ace?
Right now, he's the ace. No, E-Rod.
E-Rod's your ace. He's just second in command.
Yeah, but E-Rod has
COVID,
the Rona.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's going to be an issue. Nathan Evaldi will join us at 9:30, but right now the news.
The president appeared on Fox News last night and bragged about how he aced a cognitive test that was administered very recently.
Uh-huh.
Doctors at Walter Reed were reportedly astounded by the fact that he passed, but he describes it here, and he takes a shot at Biden as well.
Okay. He didn't mean that because he hasn't taken any cognitive tests because he couldn't pass one. I actually took one when I was, the radical left was saying, is he all there? Is he all there? And I proved I was all there because I aced it. I aced the test. And he should take the same exact test, a very standard test. I took it at Walter Reed Medical Center in front of doctors, and they were very surprised. They said, that's an unbelievable thing. Rarely does anybody do what you just did. But he should take that same test. But no, he has been totally taken over, and I think it's because he doesn't understand what's going on.
Curtis used to take those when he was driving. They'd say, touch your finger to your nose.
Oh. I actually passed that once, hammer.
Say the alphabet backwards.
So what do they do in a cognitive? Have you ever taken a cognitive test?
No.
It's just to see if you're with it, if you're all there.
Yeah, if you've got all your marbles about you.
Yes, if you have your
marbles.
Does
he have all his marbles about him?
I don't know. I mean, you're voting for Kanye, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's some concern about Kanye. His family's worried that he's going through some kind of a bipolar episode or something. Is that right?
Yeah. A source told People magazine, Kanye has been doing well for a long time. In the past, he's suffered both manic and depressive episodes related to his bipolar disorder. Uh-huh. Right now, he's struggling again. The source went on to say that Kim is concerned about it. The whole family is concerned. And Kim is really stressed out because his behavior is so unpredictable.
So can we take him at his word that he's running for president?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know. Did she say
anything about that?
She said something about her $200,000 a month Amex allowance.
Yeah, aren't they building like a new crib somewhere?
Well,
like
she probably has more money.
Wyoming or something like that?
Does she have more money than he does?
He was broke for a while, remember?
Yes.
Allegedly?
Oh, yeah, he was broke. But he's made it all back with the Yeezys.
Yeah, she's got more money than him.
She does?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
she does.
You cannot give me any advice.
$350 million.
What Kim Kardashian's worth?
That's it?
I don't know. That can't be
her
right.
Stepsister is worth a billion, is it? Or
which self was made. They scaled her back to 900K.
She's
on the Forbes list.
Yeah. Which one is that?
Kylie.
Kylie's
got makeup empire.
Ooh, they got that guap. Telling some brother out there is gonna get lucky. I don't know which one, but someone will.
I missed the 2016 FX, The People versus OJ Simpson, because I think I was hammered or going to rehab during that. I'm starting it now and watching it.
It's excellent.
Oh, awesome! And Rob Kardashian. What a tool that guy is.
Yeah, he's a mess.
Robert.
No, what? Rob, the kid.
Oh, the kid. The kid.
No, I'm talking about the dad.
Because of his
association with OJ, and he's like doing whatever he was like his number one crony.
Well, yeah. I mean, he basically, when OJ got back from Chicago, I guess some who believe that OJ did it would say that he took.
yeah,
would say we're using that he took, some as a limiting term for the people that believe that OJ did it.
Well, that he took like you know the, he took like you know evidence with mm-hmm. him to Chicago,
right.
And then when he got just saying.
when he got back, Rob Kardashian rushed right over to the limo yep. and grabbed all of his luggage
yeah.
and then disappeared with
yeah.
it.
That's it. Get rid yeah. of that for me, Rob.
But true friend, the guy took any secrets to the grave.
Yeah.
Right?
So it was very Ray Donovan of him.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yes,
I don't
was.
Think those secrets really, you know, I think we kind of all figured that OJ did something.
Man's innocent.
Oh, so he
is acquitted. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yes, acquitted.
Now, it's been about 5 months since President Trump visited New Hampshire, and that was, of course, before the pandemic began. However, tomorrow night at 8 p.m., there is a rally scheduled at Portsmouth International Airport at Pease. The Trump campaign has said that they will provide masks and hand sanitizer for folks to use. However, one Portsmouth City Councilor, Deglan McEachern, is concerned about this.
We've all done a hell of a lot of work to keep this virus in check, and it's very discouraging to see somebody with very little regard for public health and safety decide to pick our town.
Now,
has my governor commented on this?
Yes, he has.
He has?
I've been very clear over the past 48 hours that we expect folks to wear masks. Their masks are going to be handed out at that event. We're going to make sure hand sanitizer is there. We've heard from the Trump campaign that they'll be wearing masks themselves, which we're very happy to see.
Huh. I love how they're tripping like now, like with this, like you have to wear a mask. I didn't hear none of this during like the protests. Like it wasn't like they were handing out masks at the protests. And,
I think they weren't. I think there were a considerable amount of protesters that were wearing masks.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
They were protesting responsibly. Right.
But I don't think it was as bad as like now whether it's sports, whether it's Trump and the crowd of people. I didn't hear all the, they got to be wearing masks. They got to be doing this. It was like half the protesters were wearing masks and the other half weren't. So, I mean, where was all the anger and frustration or the hate towards those people out there possibly spreading the virus?
De Blasio said yesterday, and I think we have the audio, mm-hmm. that there can be no large gatherings of people until September.
Yes, except
for protests.
We understand at this moment in history, people are talking about the need for historic changes. I mean, today in New York City, you know, recognizing the power and the meaning of the message Black Lives Matter, which we did in front of Trump Tower today, this is a historic moment of change. We have to respect that, but also say to people, the kinds of gatherings we're used to, the parades, the fairs, we just can't have that while we're focusing on health right now.
Hmm. So, Wiggy, are you saying that college football is as important as a protest?
No. I'm not talking about the protest or what the event is. I'm just talking about you allow people to gather in a large event and don't really trip about it, but then you trip about them gathering and other events. So it just don't make any sense. I'm just specifically talking about the gathering of a large group of people. What should it matter whether or not it's a protest or whether it's a sporting
field
event?
Field hockey.
Right, field hockey.
But if it's a protest, Wiggy, against for the Black Lives Matter movement, it's about public health.
But
it's about black men being killed in this country.
It's a public health issue. We know what the protest is for, right? Separate that. We're talking about the large gathering of people. That's what we're talking about, not what the protest represents. So can you protest for some other cause?
Nope.
And the thing that's amazing.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Why can't you protest for another cause?
Well, actually, we had protests outside the State House for the mask issue.
Yeah, and everybody said that how wildly irresponsible those were.
Look at the coverage of that.
So yes, you can.
But those people get criticized.
Right. And
both sides are getting criticized.
I don't think I've heard any criticism coming about people wearing masks during the Black Lives Matter protest.
The craziest thing about this is that people like de Blasio are governing the way they thought or they told us Trump was going to govern. They are dictating behavior of the people where they live. They are saying it's okay to do this, not that. When all I was told was that Trump was going to silence free speech, he was going to tell people what to do, de Blasio is actually doing that. He's literally doing that. He's telling you what you can and cannot protest.
Hmm. All right. What else, Danielle?
Well, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, spoke up yesterday about schools reopening, and he made a comparison that some people are taking issue with. He basically said if you can go to Home Depot, you should be able to reopen the schools.
Different parents have different calculations. If a parent wants to opt for virtual education, they should absolutely be able to do that. We shouldn't be forcing them to do any types of decisions. But I'm confident if you can do Home Depot, if you can do Walmart, if you can do these things, we absolutely can do the schools. I want our kids to be able to minimize this education gap that I think has developed.
Home Depot, drink.
Drink. Yep.
Draconian drink.
Drink.
Normal drink.
Drink.
But that's hammered. What he's talking about is just another reason why people are so hypocritical, right? You can go to Home Depot, you can go to the grocery store, you can go to Walmart, you can do all these things, but kids can't go to school.
I think part of the theory in that is, you know, people like to use the old high ceiling circulatory system argument, and people are in transit at Home Depot and Walmart. You're going to have people stationary in a classroom for multiple hours. I think that's the real issue that people are having.
300 people in Home Depot.
Yeah. Well,
there's people going out buying stuff for their house.
Well, why not just put it up to the parent? If guess what? If you don't want to, we'll have the ability. It's very easy in today's society to have the ability for a teacher to teach in class and mm-hmm. kids be at home and mm-hmm. go, I am going to log on to my iPad or computer and learn everything from the comfort of my home
yeah.
while the other kids go to school and that kind of thing.
Let teachers pick. If right. there's a teacher who feels it's risky, let them pick.
Right.
And let parents pick for their kids. All right, anything else?
That was it.
That's it. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.